இன் தி நேம் ஆஃப் டெமோக்ரசி, செக்குலரிசம், சோசியலிசம் அண்ட் சோ மெனி அதர் திங்ஸ், லெட் அஸ் நாட் கில் தி ஸ்பிரிட் ஆஃப் பாபு. வி ஆர் வித் பாபு, வி ஆர் நாட் வித் டிப்பு. Because this program is antu intu October bantu Gandhi Jayanti baruthe, antu intu November bantu Rajyotsava bartittu, iga Tippu Jayanti vela baruthide, idru madhyadalli Deepavali baruthe. Just imagine the plight of the people of this country. Now inthavarnella saakta idivalla anta, inta rajakaranada naayigalanna saakta idivalla. As a responsible citizen, I want to make it. Because in Coorg, everyone, the soldiers, families who have fought and died bravely against Tippu, and also who have fought in Pakistan-India war, in Bangla war, in China war, they call their dog as Tippu. So I request the historians to read the real history before writing the history. That is the fate of our historians. So, when I was a student, there was a Hindi poem. It is about Bapu. Tare Bapu, Nare Bapu, Sabki Aankh Ke Tare Bapu, Satya Ahimsa Ke Poot Bapu. Like that. So now, in the land of Gandhi, including Karnataka, Gandhiji was there in Bangalore because of D.V. Gundappa. He was the first person who invited Gandhiji to Karnataka. Right? This entire place, Malleshwaram, the Seshadripuram, was full of the Iyengar community who were great devotees of Mahatma Gandhiji. And in this very place, which has witnessed the Hardekar movement of Sevadal, next building is Sevadal. So we are drawn to a position. We are drawn, the Hindu society, the Indian society has been drawn to a position to think about a hit and run case in history. In police records, we call such people as hit and run case. Tipu is Ili, he is not Huli. I am not demeaning anything. With great respect, I am speaking. With a lot of objectivity, I am speaking. When he was dead, that was not the death of a hero. British soldiers couldn't find his dead body. With the help of the local soldiers, he was found inside the palace. This is written by the contemporary historians. And to whitewash history, his tomb, samadhi, was made up somewhere else in Srirangapatna. So, that is the one thing. And recently our friend Pratap Simha here has asked, when our honorable Rashtrapati ji has made a statement in Rajya Sabha, in Karnataka Assembly, that missile, he was the founder of missile and etc. He asked, if he has found invented the missile, why couldn't he use against the enemies? See, weapons are there to use. So, you don't want to waste or take a lot of time about Tipu, but I want to invest my time and your time to think about why he did so. He did what he did, all the three eminent speakers have spoken. After actually Arun Shaw has written the book Eminent Historians, I'm afraid to use the word eminent. It has become a synonym with the people who will loot public money to write history, like Bipin Chandras and Romila Thapers and Harbhajan and Mukhias and Mrudula Chatterjees and Irfan Habibs. So those are the people, communists, who opposed the Indian freedom struggle, who gave a lot of trouble to Mahatma Gandhi during 1942 to independence, this one Quit India movement, and who supported Jinnah in case of partition. They are the people who have written history after independence. So they have glorified history, the M.N. Roys and Pandit Nehru's. So this is the fate. And why he did was because he wanted to be a good Muslim. This is the reason. Why Osama bin acted like that? Why Kasab has acted like that? Why our Burhan Wani, not our means, is not my. That is the large heartedness of the Hindus. See, everyone will say, okay, hamara hai, hamara hai. Okay, in Karnataka, Tomorrow is, of course, the birth celebration of Kanakadasa. Kanakadasa is a great poet, great saint poet. And Basaveshwara says, Ivanarava, Ivanarava, Yenadireya, Ivanammava, Ivanammava. He's ours. That is Hindu culture. That is Indian culture. Whoever comes, they're all our sisters and brothers. Like Swamiji has told in Chicago Parliament. With that spirit, we thought that, okay, ये तो बिगड़ गया हुआ बच्चा है. We thought, no, as rightly told by Sandeep and other honorable speakers, he is the face of Islam. He is the face of Islam, the sword of Islam. And Sufis, they are the messengers of Islam. So most of the people, including people, great orators like Osho Rajneesh, they have mistaken about the Sufis. Sufis are the Darveshis, the Fakirs, they were the informers of all the Sultans, the Khaljis, the Tughlaqs, the Sultan of Tipu, and Nawabs and Nizams. Wherever the army goes, before the army goes, these Sufis will go as spies. They will just be wandering and collecting food, singing song, whatnot. And Indians, if you see anyone with dadi, you will see that he is a saint. So, India was a country and is a country of seekers. We just simply don't believe in faith. We will question everything. That is the spirit of the Upanishads. That is the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna asks Krishna, why should I fight? So many things will happen. So war brings lot of misery. Then Krishna has to explain rest of the 17 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. In Katopanishad, a small child, Nachiketa, he goes to Yama and questions him about death and other questions. So this is a country where debate, lot of discussion has happened. In Kannada, Professor K.S. Narayanacharya used to say, Namibrali, Vinnavipraya ide annodra lekavipraya ide. This is the spirit of Hindu culture. I agree to disagree with you. No, there is no space for such things in Islam. Please mark my words. If you are not able to understand what Islam is, you cannot understand what Tipu is and what Siddaramaya is and what Nehru was. Why? Because Islam is not a dharma. As Bautha or Jaina or Sanatana Vaidika is a dharma, in the same spirit and same letter, Islam is not a dharma. It is not even a religion, it is an imperialistic ideology according to great historian Sitaram Goyal. It's an imperialistic ideology. Then what is the work of an imperialism? What communism has done? By the way, have you observed any October Revolution centenary celebration conducted by Marxists in 2017? Very rare. No, they have not celebrated because it has collapsed. But when 1917, when October Revolution happened, after that, they killed all the rulers and the pre-existing states, and communism was brought in so many countries. At least 50% of the world was under communism. The question is, that is an imperialism. Communism is an imperialism. Similarly, Islam teaches through its Holy Quran and Hadith and four caliphs the following principles, that Islam is the only religion. Prophet is the only last prophet. After him, no prophet. This is the principle of Islam. Whoever studies, they know this. Or if you want to know, you can read Why I Am Not a Muslim by Ibn Waraq or Anwar Sheikh and other writers. They are all Islamic writers. They are not writers from Hindu organizations. So, if you are not able to understand what is Darul Islam, what is Darul Harab? Don't think that after wearing this saffron sweater, I am talking like this. Because of the weather, I am wearing this sweater. While I am going to talk about Islam, lot of shiverings will come. Not because of the AC. This is different. That can be, as Shakespeare has told in his As You Like It. It's a very famous line. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall you see no enemy but winter and rough weather. So So that is the winter brought by Islam to the entire world. That is the rough weather brought by the great prophet to the world. It brought only blood and misery and death and famine, and uprooting the art, literature, music, culture, philosophy, and the chastity of our sisters. It has erased so many civilizations. So that is the Islam which came to India and which was resisted in our Sindh and Multan and other places by our heroic Rajputs and other Kshatriyas for, please remember, 500 years. 500 years our soldiers, means they were the Karyappas and General Timmayas of those days. They resisted it for 500 years to reach Delhi. And it came there, and because why Islam is there from Tipu's time or Aurangzeb's time or this ISIS time is, they want to capture the entire world under the rule of Allah. That is called Darul Islam. So that is the takeaway for this audience in this evening. This is a historic evening in the history of Bangalore, that I want to share the concept of Darul Islam with you. Darul Islam means Puri Duniya ko Islam banana hai. Bilkul. They are doing now. Afghanistan, after Mustafa Kamal Pasha, the Turkey and others, they were coming to the modernized state. Again they went back. Afghanistan, some kind of democratic government was there that was uprooted. So why they are doing means Islam and democracy cannot go together. Islam and the Christian concept of secularism cannot go together. Islam and dharma cannot go together. Islam and environmental peace cannot go together. Islam and the respect for women cannot go together. For example, most of our friends of history who fall into the Marxist line, they will tell that why Tipu was forcing the Malabar women, because they were not wearing the blouse. He made them to compulsory to wear that one. And if I get that this one, along with that, he made them to wear the hijab, Islamic dress which was worn by all the Muslim sisters across the world. That is the thing he did, not any other thing. In Malabar, means he imposed the Islamic dress code on them. And now we are telling only half truth, the current writers, the current historians. Darul Islam means God or their prophet or Allah, he has sanctioned the entire earth for the believers of Quran. For some reason they lost it out of ignorance or whatever, and it is the duty of every jihadi. Please try to connect these things. You will get a bigger picture. It is the duty of every jihadi, he may be from Turkey, he may be from Afghanistan, he may be from India, he may be from Pakistan, he may be from the past Mughal dynasty or from the Sultan, Tipu Sultan or Hyder Ali, to capture back that land and those people into the fold of Islam. If they are accepting, take them. Otherwise, force them. They should become the students or servants of the one and only Allah. This is the message of Islam. So if you look at Tipu's works and his achievements within quotes from the point of Islam, he was doing a proper job. If he had not done, he was doing it the other ways. So he was trained in such a manner that he has to do that. And till now it has been happening. Charlie Hebdo, if you take 3-4 years back the cartoon was written, and the people and the press who wrote it, they attacked and killed. Again they issued another special issue. So thanks to their guts. So this is actually freedom of expression. So in India, since 70 years after the independence, there is an internal emergency that is of two faces. If you want to praise Islam, you can praise Islam, but you cannot criticize Islam. This is the emergency. India is under emergency, intellectual emergency. The people who are the champions of intellectual freedom, freedom of expression, why can't they speak about the history of all the religions, including Islam, the atrocities done in the name of religion, in the name of Sufi mysticism? Why? If European countries can speak, if the American countries can speak, and even the Middle East countries can speak and write books on that, why can't India? We the people of India solemnly resolve, the constitution says. Why? Because of our education, because the kind of training, and because of the kind of hypnotic way we have been trained by people, historians of the Gandhian age like Bhagwan Das, who wrongly wrote a book that is the fundamental unity of all the religions. He was a professor in Hindu, Banaras Hindu University. He did a lot of disservice to this country. A great respect I am telling to Bhagwan Das. He told that Ella dharmagalu vande helatte anta. Adhe dharma agidra vande helatte. There is a Beluru Shasana, inscription from Beluru. Aryam Vaidika Mantra Dushat Purana Indram Yamam Mata Vishwana Mahuho Vedantino Vitaniyamekam Yam Brahma Shabdena Vinirdishanti Shaivaya Nisham Shivaitya Vochan Vaishnava Idi Vishnu Vadanti. Like that it goes on. That Vivekananda has told Akashat Patitam Toyam Yatagachati Sagaram Sarvadeva Namaskaraha Keshavam Pratigachati Madhavam Pratigachati Natarajam Pratigachati Kartikeyam Pratigachati Parvati Pratigachati Raghavendra Swami Pratigachati Ayappa Swami Pratigachati to take, but not the holy things. Why means, as one thinker H.U. Sheshadri used to say, Hinduism's character is not only but also. Not only. Your way is not the only way. There are so many things. Let us accept them. That is the way. Yashat dharma sanatanaha. This is the way of the sanatana dharma. In one of the Jaina Sutra, when one student comes to Mahavira and asks him, Bhagavan Mahavir, aap hame itna bata dijiye, ek aadmi ko jagna hai ya sona hai? Bhagavan Mahavir batate hai ki agar wo achha aadmi hai, to use jagna hai. अगर वो बुरा आदमी है समाज के लिए और राष्ट्र के लिए उसे सोना गांधी जी महावीर बुद्धा एंड टिप्पू कैन नॉट गो टुगेदर राइट इज द थिंग इट इज इंडिया इंडियाज फादर ऑफ नेशन इज महात्मा गांधी जी हाउ कैन यू सेलिब्रेट हाउ डेयर यू सेलिब्रेट टिप्पू जयंती हाउ डेयर यू सो यू आर ब्लैक स्पॉटिंग महात्मा गांधी जी. Gandhiji was such a great person, and all our notes and all our RBI issues in Gandhiji's name, where comes the Tipu? So, October 2nd and November 10th cannot go together. That is the message. That means violence, utmost violence, atrocity, and high level of spirituality and non-violence cannot go together. एक तो हम हिंसा के पूजक हैं या अहिंसा के पूजक हैं, ये दोनों एक साथ नहीं चलता है. यू कैनॉट प्ले टू कार्ड्स व्हिचएवर पार्टी यू बिलोंग टू. सो दैट इज द थिंग वी नीड टू टेक. एंड इंडिया द नीड ऑफ द अवर इज टू अंडरस्टैंड दारुल इस्लाम दारुल हरब जिहाद प्रॉफिट एंड व्हाट दे टोल्ड एंड व्हाट दीज ऑल खलीफ्स एंड व्हाट दीज सुल्तान्स हैव वेरी ओबीडियंटली अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर कैपेसिटी. They have tried to implement it. So is our Siddaramaiah ji. According to this, what have done for entire India, but he is not the CM or PM of India, he is only CM of Karnataka. That is for next 1 year or 6 months. So he is doing his best. So he is not the first one to do this. Just to give one quotation, Samit Prataji was telling about Rahman Khan trying to establish Tipu University in Karnataka. This was the dream of Tipu himself. This is written by Adanda Karyappa. Tipu Matu Kodavar Kodavar, a book called Heitararo, page number 164. Why Muslim of this day, our brothers there, actually Muslims, please, they are the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes and OBCs of yesterday, written by Kishori Sharan Lal, K.S. Lal. The growth of Muslim population in India, who are Muslims, the growth of scheduled tribes and scheduled castes in India, these are the books one has to read. They are waiting for you to purchase outside. They are there for you. They are not outsiders. All the Muslim population, 17 or 19% in India, they are not the foreigners. They are our kith and kin. They were our brothers, sisters. They went there in a situation of helplessness because sword was there hanging on their neck. Either they have to accept Quran or they have to die. So they accepted out of helplessness. They were very. So why means he was the one who issued coins in the name of Ahmadi, Siddiqui, Usmani, Haidari, Imami, Abidi, Bakri, Jafiri, Kajimi, Khajri. Because we can't understand anything because this is not Bharatiya, this is not Sanskrit, this is Malayalam, this is not Kannada, this is not Hindi, this is not Avadhi, this is not Braj, this is not Rajasthani, Kashmiri, kuch bhi nahi hai. Kya Bharatiya ta hai ispe? That is one thing. Second one, Srirangapatnadalli ondu Vishwavidyalaya sthapisabekendu nirdharisidda. I was afraid to speak after all these three people spoke because I was not left with any topic to speak. As one thinker has told, all my great words have been stolen by my four fathers. ಒಂದು ವಿಶ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿಸಬೇಕೆಂದು ನಿರ್ಧರಿಸಿದ್ದ ಅದರ ಹೆಸರು ಶ್ರೀರಂಗನಾಥ ವಿಶ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಜಮೀಲ್ ಉಮರ್ ಎಂಬ ಹೆಸರಿನಲ್ಲಿ. ಜಮೀಲ್ ಉಮರ್, ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಿಟಿ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀರಂಗಪಟ್ಟಣ. ಸೊ much before Mysore University, he had the vision to build. So you can also call from next year that he was a great educationist. Right? So if he can, such a tyrant killing lakhs of people, murdering and uprooting the temples, is doing one university, means what kind of professors would have appointed and what kind of students? Of course, the likes of JNU and Aligarh would have been students. So let us not, if you are very obedient, very good in your life, Islam will not spare you. Please remember, after hardship of me and Sandeep, we have studied Islam at least for 20 years. 20 years we have invested our, we have burned the midnight oil. Studying Islam, which is adharmic, asatvic, and it will not give me any spiritual attainment in my life. Forget about my these worldly things. So, this I am telling, please go back and read the writings of Swami Vivekananda, Dayananda Saraswati, Sri Aurobindo, and Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. He is a historian, actually. So not read Bankim. Bankim has written lots and lots about Hindu culture, Hindu history, the real history. And after that, the great work done by Rushi Sadrusha, Sri Ramaswarup, and Sri Sitaram Goyal. Those are the two people who have opened our eyes to see the kind of parda put by, in the name of secularism, Islam, persuasion, and so many other things. Please read two volumes of What Happened to Hindu Temples, written by Sitaram Goyal and others, Jayubashi, Arun Chowri and others. So just second volume, it speaks about the Islamic evidence in which Sitaram Goyal has enlisted 2,000 Hindu monuments which have been destroyed or desecrated by the Islamic rulers, fully or partially. And on that, or on the remainings of our temples and Jain viharas, Jaina basaris and Bauddha stupas, other Islamic monuments have been built. And he told, this is just a primary survey. He has not included Hasan, he has not included Kurg actually in that, because that is not his work. He has showed the way. So to understand Islam is the need of the hour. If you want to save the mankind, if you want to save the humanity from disasters, that is the answer. Global terrorism and global warming, these are the two challenges. global terrorism can be intellectually combated. As Sitar last, I will just conclude my, or I just put a comma to my speech. As Sitaram Goyal has told in his one of his books, that is Politics of Parallels, if you are not taking the challenge of combating the communal, actually this is communal, Islam is communal, not Hindu, communal forces yet intellectually, then those communal forces will come to the street and street riots will start. Again, the intellectual class will say Hindu Muslim rights. Actually, it is a right started by the Muslims in the name of Islam. So the need of the hour, as Arun Shori has told, we need to de-link the Muslim community from Islam. We need to de-link them. They are human beings. I am absolutely not about against Muslims, but I am 200% against Islam. So I request you to kindly go through the books available and try to read a lot of Indian philosophy. Then you will come to know the real place of Islam in world's intellectual history. It is not a philosophy. It is not a theology also. It is an imperialism imposed on entire humanity from which we have to come out. So as Eric Fromm has written a book, Freedom from Escape. So we need to escape from Islam. Thank you.